I'm Dawn Shireen. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. So how's everybody doing? How are y'all doing with our lockdown quarantine situations? If you're anything like me, I know that you all have had some stress involved with this. Not so much the being quarantined, because if you're anything like me, that's kind of the easy part of it. And I don't mean like I'm quarantined, like I'm sick, but you know, the self-quarantining that they're asking us to do, the social distancing, which is actually kind of easy for me to do because I generally don't like to hang around with people anyway. However, the stress is kind of a little bit crazy, and I've actually gone to just turning off my radio now and not listening to it at all because it just gets so scary, and I'm going to use that word. It is scary. The unknown is scary. So I hope everybody is doing okay and finding ways to cope, and, you know, this is the ample time to do things that you have been putting aside for a really long time. You know, these things that we've been saving for a rainy day. Well, it looks like the rainy day, rainy month, rainy weeks, rainy year is here. So all these things that you've been saying, well, I would really like to do this while in your house, you know, it's time to paint that room or maybe refinish the table or start your great American novel or, you know, spend some time with your kids and, you know, play some games with them and actually talk, you know. Just because we have social distancing doesn't mean that we can't still be sociable. It just means that we can't be sociable around groups of people, which, if you're anything like me, not a problem. Not even a second thought about that. You know, so I just want to check in with y'all and make sure that, you know, everybody's kind of doing as well as can be expected. There's no need to really cook out. You know, if worse comes to worse, which it may or may not, who knows? We don't know at this time. The government will take care of us. Yeah, I cringe as I say that. I really do. However, you know, I've already heard that they're, like, hiring for, you know, like, supervisors for lines, food lines, you know, stuff like that, water lines. If it goes that deep, I'm really hoping it doesn't. I'm good at standing in lines. However, I'm just really hoping that we don't get to that point where, you know, the nanny state has to take over and legitimately take care of us. I am looking forward to an extra $1,000, though. I heard that yesterday and I was like, sweet. Don't know if it's going to happen or not. Still haven't heard any confirmation on that whatsoever. I know it's all part of an economic stimulus to try to bolster our economy back up after our stock market has pretty much tanked. But everything is just speculation at this point in time. I really am not sure that anybody really knows what's going on. And I think that our president is doing the very best he can with the information that he has without panicking us any further. Because I am sure that he knows things that we would absolutely lose our shit about if we knew. I wouldn't want his job right now for $100 gazillion, man. I would not want his job. The stress. Talk about the stress we're under when all we have to do is, like, basically stay at home and, you know, just stay at home. I mean, I've been on the bus and I've done some stuff. I had to go get reading glasses because my biggest fear is that they're going to quarantine us for months and I have no reading glasses and what am I going to do? So I went and spent the last of my money that I had on a couple pairs of reading glasses. So, you know, if the inevitable... Well, I hope it's not the inevitable, but if it does happen that we are literally quarantined to our homes or our areas that we live in where we're, like, sectioned out, like FEMA campus type thing, the last thing I want to do is not be able to, you know, communicate, which without my reading glasses, like, communication online and stuff like that is near impossible for me. I can't see that small script on my phone. So... you know, that's what I went and spent my big splurge money on, was like, I'm going to hoard reading glasses instead of toilet paper, which is a totally different story altogether, and I am still befuddled by the ridiculousness of that, where there was so much other stuff that I personally think is more important. As long as we have water, you can clean your butt, man. It's not like, I just don't understand that. I probably never will. A run on toilet paper. I would have had a run on coffee. Chocolate. Had I had money when this came down. But I didn't. So, you know, life is really not that much different from it. You know, I went to the food bank today and got a really healthy box of food. I was really surprised at the quantity and quality of food that we got today, including cheese, which is one of those things that comes around every once in a while. But two packages of cheddar cheese, man, I'm golden for weeks with that, you know? I've got enough spaghetti and noodles, and I have rice and beans, and, you know, I'll be able to make it through. Like I said before, it might not be food I want to eat, but it will be food that is edible and nutritious. So I hope you all are as lucky as I am when it comes to that, you know, hoarding food from the food bank for months, because I didn't know what to do with all these beans, and now I'm really glad that I hung on to them and didn't ditch them when I wanted to, because I know it sounds really crazy and it's just kind of like a mind fuck, but to look in my pantry and be like, oh, my shelves are full, it's kind of gives me a little bit of peace. Now, nonetheless, I still have to cook it, and it could be bland as I'll get out because I don't have a whole lot of other stuff to mix with it, but you know, I can make soups, and you know, there's all stuff that we can do. If you look in your pantry and you're like, I have no food, but then you look, you see you have rice, and you do have beans, and you might have some canned soup, and maybe a little bit of canned tuna and chicken. You know, and actually, my freezer, for the most part, I'm pretty good. I've got all kinds of pork and sausage and chicken and fish and stuff that I wouldn't eat normally, that now I'm like, I'm going to be okay. You know, the dogs and the cats are good for now, and I have them on automatic ship, and I have yet to hear anything from the company, Chewy, where I get their food from, so I'm pretty sure that they're going to be okay, and, you know, one less thing to have to worry about. So, that's good. Now, on other fronts, things are a little bit sketchy. You know, as we well know, Briss was supposed to leave a month ago now, maybe even a little bit longer ago than that, and he's still here. And now things are getting weird, and he pulled the bipolar card on me the other day when there was some illicit activity going on, and he felt like he was the illicit activity, you know, commander-in-chief, and basically shut me out of the whole scene, for my own good, quote-unquote. So this is coming from somebody who has his own addiction issues, and just shut me out because he said one night I got weird, which happens, right? And that he didn't want to be around me if I was doing this, which on one hand I can understand it, but on the other hand it's like, well, if you're going to be like that, then why are you doing it? Because you definitely get weird and introverted and, you know, into yourself when you do this kind of stuff. So who made you my dad? I guess is kind of where I was going with that. And the fact that, you know, we're not even quote-unquote boyfriend and girlfriend, that I'm just, you know, a friend with benefits. No, I thought he was my best friend. It's kind of funny, right? I mean, it's not funny, ha-ha, but it's kind of funny that all of a sudden he turns on me because what my thinking is that he wanted me to do something for him that I won't do because I think he already has enough issues with a certain substance, and I'm not going to aid in his demise, basically. So I think he kind of turned this all around on me, like, well, if you're not going to do this for me, then I'm going to make sure that you are not part of anything out here anymore, which he kind of basically just did. He basically threw me under the bus using bipolar as an excuse, which, you know, I've been being good lately. I've been taking my meds, and I've been doing the doctor's appointments, and I've actually gone to see my therapist, and I've been exercising, and I've been eating better, and sleeping, and doing everything I'm supposed to do to be compliant, because I don't want to cook out during this time, and I know me, that if I'm not on my meds and not staying compliant, the chances of me winding up inpatient at this point in time with all the other outside stuff going on is pretty high. So I've been being good, and my bipolar symptoms have been, I'm going to say, non-existent to, you know, I mean, we're all a little mopey right now, and everybody's a little bit uncertain about what's going on, and we all might be sleeping a little bit more because people aren't working, and they're at home, and, you know, but as far as, like, you know, delusional thinking or any kind of paranoia or anything like that, I've been good. I've been really good for the past couple weeks. even before the corona thing hit. I don't know what it was, but for some reason I decided to get compliant before all this came out. So I don't know, but either way, maybe I was just deciding it was time to be good and just, you know, to feel better and to be able to, I mean, I can't say function in the normal world, but be more like everybody else, I guess, even though that makes me just cringe when I say that, so I don't want to be like everybody else, but you know what I'm saying, like, just kind of meld, you know, be part of the general society without sticking out too much, which I don't think I was doing anyway. I mean, it's because it's really hard for us to judge ourselves, like, because we can't see it from the outside, and we are in our own head, and what we think we're doing is, you know, okay. But I could honestly say I haven't done anything out of the ordinary at all, you know? So I don't know what this thing is with him, but it's making me really wish he had gone when he was supposed to, because he really hurt me, and he's been hurting me, and, you know, he says these horrible things to me, and I cry because he's hurting me, and then he's like, see how unstable you are? In fact, the other day, he basically told me that I shouldn't do this podcast anymore because I'm a fraud, which I don't know where he was coming from in that, and he was getting into this whole thing that, you know, when I'm so unstable and so bipolar, quote unquote, that there's no way that I can help anybody. And I'm like, the whole premise of the show is to show people what it is to be bipolar and how our moods swing and how I handle it, and, you know, and what I do to make myself better or worse, you know, because we all know that I've kind of gone down that rabbit hole a couple times where it was iffy if I was gonna, you know, be okay. And I just couldn't understand where he was coming off. Like, who is he to judge? He's not my boyfriend. He never was my boyfriend. I wanted him to be my boyfriend. I wanted to marry him, honestly. And now he's all holier than thou. You know, and I get that we're all stressed, and he's really regretting that he didn't leave when he could have, when he had the money, and things would have been easier for him to have gone and set up a new job. But it's not my fault. I didn't make it happen. I didn't tell him not to go talk to a boss, and I didn't tell him to get a DUI, and I didn't tell him all this stuff that he wants to kind of put on me, or it feels like he wants to put it on me. But he hurt me. He hurt me really bad the other day. And to basically shun me. And shun me in front of a group of people. When, you know, he already knows that I have got, like, stuff. You know, and I mean, that was part of the borderline personality that came out. It had nothing to do with bipolar. When he shut me down like that in front of other people. Oh my God. I felt like I was 4.5 years old again. And being molested and just totally ostracized, and like, I just don't belong anywhere. So I've kind of just taken that view now that I'm not part of anything out here. I don't have any friends. He's not my friend. If he was my friend, he would never have hurt me that badly. Or if he did hurt me that badly as a friend, he would have apologized. He just kind of left it out there, like, you know, this is all on you, I mean, fuck it, I don't need the party, I mean, I really don't, and had it not been right in front of me like it was, I probably never would have even thought about it, but the fact it was right there, and then he was like, she can't have any, she has to go, I mean, and he's not my boyfriend, it's like he has no say over what I do, but the fact that people listen to what he said, and shove me away. I mean, come on. I mean, all this stuff. He has my TV, and he won't let me have it back. He's got a pair of my shoes over there. He won't let me in the house to get them. He's got my charging cord for my PS3. He won't let me get it. And yet, you know, he wants to shun me and make me, like, the bad person. Well, that's too bad, Briss. I just outed you. You're a thief. You won't give me back my shit. And, you know, you're acting like you're all perfect. When you're an addict, I'm not going to say what you're addicted to, but you're an addict and you have problems. And if you only saw how you acted when you were on that substance of your choice, you might not be so judgmental on other people, because it's bullshit. It really is. Enough of Briss. So guess who came by today to visit me after 2 months? One guess. Two guess. Yes, Scott. The ever disappearing Scott Ward showed up today at my house. Really uncanny, right? At a time when I'm not talking to Briss, and I'm not sure that I'll ever talk to him again. I'm not sure that we can ever repair what happened. Weird knock on my door, and there's Scott. Like, what the fuck? Honest to God. Like, could my life get any more bizarre? So I let him in. You know, I want to hear what his story is. And no, he wasn't abducted by aliens, and he doesn't have coronavirus, and what was it that I said the other day about him? The cartel. Yeah, I know. I don't know about the cartel, but supposedly, you know, he's alive, so the cartel hasn't outed him yet. So, I don't really know. He came in and he's like, it's so good to see you. I miss you. He stayed for about an hour and then he's off again. So he says he's working. Don't really know that I believe that. And yes, I didn't turn my notifications off before I started this. My bad. But I don't know what to think. And I'm really confused by the whole... I'm really confused by this whole situation that's going on. And I don't know who to believe, you know? Like, my gut, I know in my gut that Scott's a liar. I know this, and a user, and all this. It was good to see him. I don't love him anymore, though. It's gone. I didn't have any of that anymore. Just like with Briss. He hurt me really bad, and... You know, if he comes by to apologize to me, then maybe I'll have a different view. But right now, I'm not sure I love him anymore either. I'm just not sure. The only thing that I'm sure of is that I'm not sure. So how's that? I know, life, right? And on a better note, yesterday was my boo-boo head's birthday, Doctrine 14. So, yay, happy birthday to my bubba. And other than that, you know, things are what they are. We're all kind of in the same, like, limbo situation right now where we're just in limbo until we can start getting, like, direct information and things start, this lockdown kind of stop and people stop being so stupid about stuff and we can all just kind of come together in community and help each other instead of, you know, hurt each other. I don't know what to say. I mean, I had my things that I was going to do for people, and now I'm not doing anything for anybody out here in this trailer park. You know, I'm not. I'm done with helping people just to be shit on. I'm really over it. And people in my community, if they need stuff and I have it and it comes through on a Facebook page, yeah, I'll probably help that way. As long as it's not anybody in my neighborhood. Because they hurt me a lot. They make me feel worthless, and I'm not going to lie, during this thing with Briss the other day, I had that bad flash go through my head that I could just end my life right then and there, and it would just be over, and it was a flash, and I didn't act on it, but it happened, you know, he hurt me that bad that I wanted to die, and that's an unhealthy relationship if I've ever heard one. It's not good, and it's gone from he was everything that I ever thought I wanted, and I was totally obsessed with him and adored him, to now I don't give a shit if I get any of my stuff back that he has, because it means that I don't have to ever deal with him again, which is sad. It's really sad. If he just would have left when he was supposed to, I would, you know, who knows what would have happened, you know, if a week ago coronavirus didn't hit our lives, where would we all be? What would we all be doing? You know, it is life. We just got to learn how to roll with it and just do the best we can with what we have. And that's, you know, what I'm doing. I've actually got my memoir Writing for Dummies book out. And I think maybe this is the perfect time for me to start to write my book and intimidating and how, but maybe it's time. Maybe this is what it's all about for me. I mean, not that I have a whole lot going on, but I mean, for sure, things are slowed down now. I mean, there's no reason to go to the store. You can't find anything to buy. There's this and that, and I have plenty of food right now, so I don't even need to go out to the store. And I'm kind of, like, good with this, you know, stay in and just kind of lessen my risk of getting it, because we do have our first, verified coronavirus person up here on this mountain I live on, so it actually has come home, you know. Other than that, all I can tell you all is just, you know, stay as calm as possible. Keep yourselves grounded. I've failed on my gratitude list. I mean, I don't remember last time that I went online to actually do it on my website. But I am grateful, and I do think of things every day that I am grateful for. But I haven't kept up with the gratitude list. No, I have not. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot of work to remember to do that on a daily basis. So if you're not doing it, I can't judge you. You know, I failed on it too. So, well, let's all just be grateful that we don't have it, you know, or if we do have it, let's be grateful that we can heal from it. And you know, let's just all start looking at the small things in life that really are key and important. You know, this is a weird time, folks. I mean, I get it. This is a time of definite uncertainness. But there's one thing that you all can be certain of, that as long as I can, I will be doing this podcast, and if I give you any solace whatsoever, I'm grateful that I can help you. You know, and you all might feel like you don't give me any solace, but believe me, being able to talk to you all really does ease my mind and heart, and at least I get to get stuff out so it's not eating me alive. And, you know, there's ways you guys can contact me. Go to the webpage. You know, dancingwithbipolar.com. There's plenty of ways that you can write me. My phone number's on there. You can text me. If you start cooking out, don't hesitate to reach out to me, especially if you don't have anybody else to talk to or that you feel would understand. I get it. I really do. I get it. I mean, I have a lot more that I could say, but for some reason, words are failing me today, and I'm not sure if it's just because I'm so shocked that Scott was here, or I'm just tired, or I don't know. I really just don't know. Did a podcast yesterday, a little bit of everything with Angelica. I'll let you all know when it drops. It was an amazing interview, so we'll see how it gets edited. But I think it went really well, and very positive message that I try to put out on her podcast. So other than that, I don't think I have a whole lot to say. This has gone longer than any of my other ones. Wow. So, this is Dawn Shereen. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. And hey, let's all stay alive, okay? Later.